Well, good morning, everybody here in the coffee shop. How blessed I am to be with you all this morning. We're going to be studying Daniel chapter 3 and chapter 4 this morning, and we will be opening up with a word of prayer before we get started this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the blessings you've given us through your word in Daniel. How awesome it is, how powerful it is, Father. Be with us and open our ears as we learn your study of Daniel 3 and 4 today. Walk amongst us, Lord, here in our coffee shop. Thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version again, chapter 3 and chapter 4 in Daniel. Okay. Starting off in chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose weight was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried out, "To you it is commanded, all peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, or psaltery, or sympathy, with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down to worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre in symphony, with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews, saying, "They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, 'O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, do not pay due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up.' Then Nebuchadnezzar, in a rage of fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, 'Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods and worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hand?' Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, 'O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.' Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression of his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats with trousers, their turbans, and other garments, and were cast into the midst of the fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the fiery furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then the king was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound in the midst of the fire?" And they answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose, walking around in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the former one is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came in the midst, out of the midst of the fire, and the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together. And they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and kneeled with their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language who speaks any amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, that is chapter 3, and we're getting ready to start chapter 4 right now of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar's second dream. Nebuchadnezzar, the king to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I thought in good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me. How great are his signs and how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Nebuchadnezzar was at rest in his house and flourishing in my palace. And I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts of my bed and the visions of the head troubled me. Therefore, I issued a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known to me the interpretation of the dream. Then the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and soothsayers came in, and I told them the dream, but they did not make known to me its interpretation. But at last Daniel came before me. His name is Belshazzar, according to the name of my God. In him is the spirit of the holy God. And I told the dream before him, saying, "Belshazzar, chief of the musicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy God is in you and no secret troubles you, explain to me the visions of my dream that I have seen and its interpretation." These were the visions of my head while I on my bed. I was looking and beheld in the midst of the earth, and its height was a great. The tree grew and became strong, and its height reached to the heavens. And I could be seen to the ends of the earth. Its leaves were lovely, its fruit abundant, and in its was food for all. The beasts of the field found shade under it. The birds of the heavens dwelt in its branches, and all flesh was fed from it. And I saw the visions of my head while on my bed, and there was a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, chop down the tree and cut off its branches, strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beast get out from under it and the birds from its branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump and the roots in the earth, bound with the band of iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven. Let him gaze with the beast on the grass of the earth. Let his head be changed from that of a man. Let him be given the heart of a beast, and let 77 times pass over him. This decision is by the decree of the watchers and the sentence of the word of the holy ones, in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, gives it to whomever he will, and sets over it the lowest of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now you, Belshazzar, declare its interpretation, since all the wise men of the kingdom are not able to make known to me the interpretation, but you are able, for the spirit of the holy God is in you. Then Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, was astonished for a time, and his thoughts troubled him. So the king spoke and said, Belshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation trouble you. Belshazzar answered and said, my lord, may the dream concern those who hate you and its interpretation concern your enemies. The tree that you saw, which grew and became strong, whose height reached to the heavens and which could be seen by all the earth, whose leaves are lovely and its fruit abundant, in whom was food for all, under which the beast of the field dwelt, and in whose branches the birds of the heaven had their home. It is you, O king, who have grown and become strong, for your greatness has grown in riches to the heavens, and your dominion in to the end of the earth. And as much as a king saw a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven, saying, chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave the stump and the roots in the ground, in the earth, bound with the band of iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with dew of heaven, and let him gaze with the beast of the field till 77 times pass over him. This is the interpretation. O king, and this is a decree of the Most High, which has come down, my lord, the king. They shall drive you from men. Your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make you eat the grass like oxen. They shall wet you with the dew of heaven. 7 times shall pass over you till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. And insomuch as they gave the command to leave the stump and roots of the tree, your kingdom shall be assured to you after you come to know that heaven rules. Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins from being righteous in your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps they may be lightening of your prosperity. All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar, and at the end of the 12 months, he was walking about the royal palace. The king spoke, saying, is not this great Babylon that I have built for my royal dwelling by my mighty power for the honor of my majesty? While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven. King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken. The kingdom has departed from you, and they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen 7 times. You shall pass over until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. That very hour, the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and ate grass like ox. His body was wet with dew from heaven, till his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. At the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes toward heaven, and my understanding returned to me. And I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion. His kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can resist his hand or say to him, "What have you done?" At the same time, my season returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles restored to me. I was restored to my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of Heaven. All of those works are true, and his ways justice, and those who walk in pride he is able to put down. You know, as we ended up chapter 3 and completed chapter 4, you know, when you look at what God has done, what his amazing power can do, if God wants to do it, it's going to be done. I mean, you cannot stop God. He is an unstoppable God. He was an awesome and wonderful Lord. He loves us. But when he makes a judgment and his will goes out, it will be done. You know, it's just something that we should know as Christians, you know, to walk faithfully and justly before him. You know, he is a wonderful Lord. He loves us. He died on the cross for each one of us, that if we love him, to cry out to him, ask him to forgive us of our sins, is rightful and just to do so. And we praise him for this. We praise him so much for dying and hanging on that cross at our place. Father God, we're so grateful to share Daniel 3 and 4 with you this morning. Just bless all the members here in the coffee shop abundantly, Father. We just love you so much, and we thank you again for it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.